We turn now to Bob Henley of member station WNYC. He's at Newark International Airport in New Jersey this morning. So what are you seeing at the airport there?
Flight delays, a few minutes ago, it was really chaotic. There seemed to be a lack of situational awareness on part of the airport staff. People couldn't find where to stand online. There was a little frustration because people were put on lines that led to nowhere. Just in the last 5 minutes, they seem to have gotten on top of their game, organized the lines. The volume is considerably greater at the checkpoints, so that the normal platform area now is on to an entirely different level with hundreds of people being patient online, just realizing this is part of travel in the 21st century.
Have any flights been canceled there?
We have a situation where on the board I see here there are not anything showing. This Terminal C is both domestic and international.
So domestic flights are going slow, international, as far as you can tell, still going.
Right, and again, but it was clear that there was not the preparation here locally. For instance, the local AM radio station that you're instructed to turn to once you get on the airport premises had the same recording on it. So there seemed to be, again, a lack of information, and people resented that when they first arrived.
Well, how about additional security? Were they prepared in that regard, more police?
There is no apparent extra presence here, again, in uniform. And there is a lack of personnel on the sidewalk where people would come out of their cars to unload. So it doesn't seem as if they were really prepared.
I just ask Anne Hawk this, even as people are standing patiently in lines there at JFK. What about Newark? Are people nervous in a way about now that they're hearing about this alleged plot? Are they nervous about getting on the planes?
I think that at this point, after 5 years after the attacks of September 11th, this is kind of built into the American consciousness. There were some college kids whose parents had tried to guilt them to stay home because they were trying to get away before school started. And apparently I heard some cell phone conversations where worried mothers and fathers wanted them to defer their trip, but they would hear none of it, so the kids were going.
And, of course, flights will, in theory, be arriving later today from Britain. Are you getting any word as to whether the congestion and whatnot is going to get worse?
Well, we'll have to see. When I first arrived here, it was very quiet. And then I think what's happened is people have kind of factored in a kind of stand-down, if you will, where, you know, originally it was arrived 2 hours early, 3 hours early. And over time, when nothing's happened, people have cut it closer and closer. And these systems got organized that way. And so this is a little bit of shock to the way people were used to doing things in the last few years.
Well, one more time, let's compare notes here. Our last thing, are people dumping out? Are you seeing them dumping out lots of things from their carry-on? People are allowed to carry on here still in the United States, a bit of luggage, right?
Well, what there is a lot of resentment that people bought things in the local stores here within the airport that they now have to get rid of.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I could see where that would definitely be a problem. So pretty much that's it. Everything's very calm and going along. Bob Henley, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Reporter from WNYC-FM in New York, speaking from us from Newark International Airport.